The Ever-Flowing Grace of Sri Arunachala by Evelyn Saphir. Now advanced in years, I often find myself walking into a room, pleasantly surprised to see a painting of the sacred mountain Arunachala by my late husband, Paul Saphir. In fact, it just happened this evening in the basement of Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram in Nova Scotia, Canada. The painting in the Ashrama temple basement shows a small figure ascending the hill. One must look closely to see it. Many years back, Paul recorded a dream in which he found himself ascending the hill, struggling, unburdening himself of heavy loads to reach the summit. This, of course, could be a metaphor for all of us as we seek to let go of all that is irrelevant to us in our quest. In the early 1970s, Paul Saphir first came in contact with the teaching of Sri Bhagavan at Arunachala Ashrama on East 6th Street in Manhattan. Paul came nightly for evening practice, which consisted of recitations, chants, silence, and a reading from the teachings of Bhagavan. Inspired by the noble spiritual quest, he was blessed to undertake the small storefront community of Arunachala Ashrama. Paul wrote the following poem in 1983 of August. The journey, dedicated to my friends. Expanse of infinite field, beyond the archaic wall, and friends gather for a journey. We evoke an ever-present prayer, flowing wakeful guidance. Undistracted, seek the one, whose prayer is sustained in true abidance. We invoke an ever-present faith, flowing wakeful fervence, undistracted, seek the one, whose faith sustained is true observance. Together we shall rise and fall, traversing turbulent terrain. Travelers seeking the one seer, once conflict past, shall not be retained. Expanse of infinite field, beyond the archaic wall, and friends gather for a journey. It was finally in December of 1982, through January 1983, that Paul was able to make a pilgrimage to the Arunachala Ashrama mountain. By the time that he was able to travel to South India, his movements were constrained by the gradual progression of multiple sclerosis, and he spent hour upon hour blissfully meditating upon, painting, and drawing the majestic holy hill. Seen together, Paul Saphir's paintings of the sacred mountain convey the ineffable joy and bliss he experienced at the foot of the holy hill. This was, no doubt, a turning point for him. As from then on, all his artwork gained a sense of the sacred. His spiritual and artistic paths had merged by the grace of Sri Arunachala Ramana. Hence, it always brings me joy to happen upon a painting in the home of a friend or in one of the ashramas in New York or Nova Scotia. I was especially overjoyed to read the recent poem of Archishma Nair, a young man who virtually grew up in New York ashrama in the company of his mother, whose devotion is truly that of a ripe soul. The poem seen below, and aptly named Arunachala, was inspired by one of the drawings done by Paul during his pilgrimage to the sacred mountain more than 40 years ago. Really, who is young or old? Who is here or there? Are we not all who have gazed on the holy hill, who have experienced the bliss of Sri Bhagavan's gaze, always and forever abiding in his all-encompassing grace?